Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 240326. Tape 240326. Amen. Hallelujah. You are welcome to Prophetic Declaration Hour. This is a divine platform where God's words become your reality. I want you to position yourself for empowerment. I want you to position yourself for lifting. And I want you to lift your voice in faith and receive your portion today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladujoye. And today's topic, today's focus is on wealth empowerment. Wealth empowerment. Remember, you are seeing the month of rooted and built up. But today's topic is on wealth empowerment. And the scriptural focus is from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, which simply says that it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. That's the B part of it. It is God that giveth the power to get wealth. And I want us to quickly reflect on that. Beloved, I want you to hear this clearly. Wealth in God's kingdom is not a product of luck. It's not a product of chance or mere human effort. It is covenant enabled. It is covenant enabled. The scripture declares that it is God who gives the power to get wealth. This means that before wealth manifests physically, it is first released spiritually as empowerment. Is released spiritually as empowerment. This power is more than strength. It is divine wisdom. It is strategic insight. It is favor, opportunities, and ideas that produce lasting results. When a man is rooted in God, he does not struggle like others. He flows by divine backing. But take note, wealth without God leads to sorrow. It leads to pride and destruction. Yet, wealth that comes from God carries peace, purpose, and preservation. God is not just raising rich people, he is raising trusted stewards and kingdom financiers. Therefore, you must align your heart. Depend on God as your source. You must pursue righteousness above riches. You must seek impact over accumulation. And you have to see wealth as a tool for kingdom service. Today, as you pray, you are not just asking for money, you are receiving power, you are receiving discipline, you are receiving wisdom and character to create and sustain wealth righteously. Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to go to prophetic declarations this hour. Lift up your voice, declare with power, and let your faith also be in place. Don't forget that it's a prayer of agreement. And I want you to say amen where you need to say amen. And I want you to also decree and declare where you need to. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we receive this morning the power to get wealth. I want you to say, I receive today the power to get wealth. It will be better for you to say it by yourself because there is power. Power in your tongue. Your tongue has been consecrated, touched with the coal of fire, that when you decree a thing, it shall come to pass. I want you to declare it over yourself. Hallelujah. Say every divine ability, insight, and wisdom required for wealth creation come alive in my life now. Come alive in my life now. Every divine ability, every wisdom, insight required for wealth creation, I receive you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy over my life and I reject struggle. I reject confusion. I reject fruitless labor. From today, my efforts produce tangible results. In the name of Jesus, I command my efforts from today to begin to produce tangible results. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I hope you are saying the same thing. It's very important that you have to proclaim with your mouth, decree with your mouth. I want you to say, the blessing of the Lord upon my life makes me rich and has no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord upon my life makes me rich and has no sorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to say, I am empowered for righteous prosperity. I will not engage in dishonest gain. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am empowered for righteous prosperity. I will not engage in dishonest gain. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, divine ideas, strategies, and opportunities are released unto me now. In the mighty name of Jesus, divine strategies, divine ideas, and opportunities are released unto me now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare, favor speaks for me in high places. Doors of opportunities open unto me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am connected to the right people at the right time for the right purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am connected to the right people at the right time for the right purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, I am not just any. I am building, I am multiplying, and establishing generational wealth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I receive the grace for discipline. I receive the grace for integrity and faithful stewardship. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I will not waste resources. I maximize every opportunity given to me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my wealth will serve God's purpose. I am a kingdom financier. My wealth will serve God's purpose. I am a kingdom financier. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from today, my life becomes a channel of blessings to others. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from today, my life becomes a channel of blessings to others. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare, my hands are blessed, my mind is fruitful, and my harvest is unstoppable. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to quickly hear this word of knowledge. There is somebody who is hearing me now, who's delayed in financial breakthrough is tied to unresolved offense. Your delayed in financial breakthrough is tied to unresolved offense. The Spirit of the Lord reveals that you have been praying and laboring, yet experiencing stagnation. The root is not lack of effort, but hidden resentment and unforgiveness. Hidden resentment and unforgiveness. If you want to check this one, you can use the book of Luke chapter 6 verse 37 to know what I'm talking about. Because forgiveness is what activates release, both spiritually and materially. As you let go today, what has been delayed shall be released. You need to look into that one. Don't say you cannot forgive. The issue of forgiveness is about loving yourself. It's not about the person you want to even forgive. Hallelujah. And secondly, you have been wrongly judged and misunderstood. But God is reversing that verdict today. You have been wrongly judged and misunderstood. So God is intervening today. You are under sound of my voice. You are the one I'm talking to. You have suffered misjudgment, false accusations, or character assassination. The Lord says, because you chose not to retaliate, I will justify you. I will justify you. Divine vindication is coming. What men concluded wrongly about you, God is overturning in your favor, in the mighty name of Jesus. And in case you are just planning to retaliate, that's a word for you. A word is enough for the wise. Hallelujah. Then lastly, somebody is suffering a cycle of condemnation. And God is breaking that one today. God is going to restore your confidence and your identity. What is happening in your life is that you have lived under self-condemnation, under guilt and shame. This has affected your boldness. It has affected your decision-making. And it has affected opportunities. Today, as you receive God's forgiveness and release others, that cycle is broken. You are stepping into a new season of confidence, clarity, and divine acceptance. And I want to say that if you need any help getting scriptures for you to pray over this, don't forget to get in touch with me in case you want me to be of help to you. But I believe that it's a thing that you can also do by yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every root of offense, bitterness, and unforgiveness that has hindered the progress of the people in particular spoken to this morning through the word of knowledge, let those things be uprooted now in the name of Jesus. The root of offense, bitterness, and unforgiveness, let them be rooted out in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Amen. In closing, Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you as our source and sustainer. According to your word, you are the one who gives power to get wealth. Therefore, we receive that power afresh today. Everyone under the sound of my voice, receive that power afresh today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, activate within us divine ideas, innovative thinking, and profitable strategies. Let every gift and potential within us and within everyone under the sound of my voice come alive in the name of Jesus. Father, remove every tendency towards dishonesty, wastefulness, and mismanagement. Build in us the character required to sustain wealth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, teach us to be faithful in little, that we may be entrusted with much. Let discipline, wisdom, and accountability guide our decisions from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone that is hearing me, I pray over you that faithfulness in little that is entrusted into your hand will be met with discipline, wisdom, and accountability, and the Lord will guide your decisions in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, make us vessels of honor. Use us to bless others. Use us to support your work, the work of the kingdom, and expand your kingdom on the earth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everyone under the sound of my heart, of my voice, I pray for you that the Lord will make you a vessel of honor. The Lord will use you to bless others. The Lord will put it in your heart to be part of the kingdom builder, for you to support the work of the kingdom and expand the kingdom of God on the earth. Father, we declare that we will not lose what you have given to us. We will grow in it, multiply in it, and deploy it for eternal impact. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by your power, we step into a new dimension of favor, increase, and supernatural supply. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Would the Lord say, I should repeat that one on somebody that is listening to me. By the power of God, from today, from this moment, you will step into a new dimension of favor, of increase, and of supernatural supply. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Remember, this is prophetic declaration hour. And I want you to know that you are empowered to prosper, go, and manifest in it. Walk in wisdom, walk in righteousness, and walk in abundance. Remain rooted, remain built up, and unstoppable in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich, the author of Praying Scriptures and Counseling Devotional. Remember, this is the platform where your voice aligns with heaven and your destiny is established. Keep on sharing this tape until it reaches somebody who shall be blessed by it. And as you keep on sharing it, the Lord will keep blessing you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In case you want to get in touch with me, please dial +234 902 352 952. I say that one again, +234 902 352 952. Be blessed, remain blessed, and be eternally blessed. Amen and amen.